What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Leadership Unveiled podcast. I'm Kayla, I'm your host. I love to be here with y'all. Today, we're going to be talking about judging our own creativity, judging our work. And so I want to share my story about how I had been doing this and the realization I came to, and I hope that it helps you. So this could be applicable whether it's in your creative endeavors, the side hustle that you want to create, maybe even just your work in your career, any number of things. So let's get right into it. So here's the story. I was cleaning my office. I'm essentially downsizing my office because with the new baby coming in April, we want to move our son down to this office space and then have the nursery for the baby upstairs where my son's currently sleeping. And I thought about it and it's like, yeah, I work from home a lot, but I often work at our kitchen island, which was kind of a vision that I had. It's something I actually wanted to do. I just in my mind imagined how it would look, and I love how it's painted the teal color on the cabinets and then the aesthetic we have going in there. I don't have perfect marble or granite countertops. If you see what looks like marble or granite, it's contact paper. To me, it's just not worth it at this point. I have other things I want to spend my money on. But I digress. So I work in the kitchen a lot when I work from home, and then I am in the office quite a bit outside of the home. So I don't feel like I need this dedicated office space anymore. And hey, you know, if I need a setup for filming these videos, I'll figure out a different setup. So anyways, I was cleaning everything out, and I do have some art of mine in the closet. I'm looking at the closet, if you can see me on YouTube. If you've followed me for a while, if you're a friend of mine, you know I'm an artist. I'm a creative. I love to be creative. And so I've painted and drawn like my whole life. Just forever, ever. And somehow, I still judge my own work. I still judge my own creativity, right? But I save all my work, right? So I'm looking through the closet here and I find a bunch of drawings and then stumble across some watercolor. And I was like, oh, these are really good. Like, I loved doing this during the pandemic. It was so fun to start a new hobby. And I'm like, I'm impressed, right? But I was thinking back, I was like, oh, how come I didn't share as much of this stuff? I wanted to like post it online, and I thought about turning those designs into some printables and just things like that. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, you know, when you're really in the thick of doing the thing, the work, you actually a lot of times don't really think it's that good. It's only after you take some space from that work, distance yourself, come back to it with perspective to say like, hey, that was actually pretty good, you know, or you're like, that looks like shit. What was I thinking? Right. So I guess both can be true. But I think most of the time we are really our worst critics. We're our biggest critics, and we pull out something like our art or our creative work, and we're like, it's not that good. Like, nobody's gonna like it, right? Or like, for example, with singing, you know, if you like music, I always, like, I kind of regret not auditioning for more competitions or being brave enough to, like, even sing at the county fair and just, like, see what it would have come to. Which is so silly because I always have people in my life who are like, you're pretty good. You should just go for it. And guess what? Like, the more and more that you do something, the more you practice, the better you get. So I would have just gotten better even if I wasn't really that good, like if I was just average, right? So I guess what I want to share with you is that as I'm taking out my art, I'm reflecting on what would be the benefit if I actually didn't judge my work up front and it just existed and it was what it was, and I was brave enough and bold enough to share it. And the conclusion I came to is that I would be further along than I am today. And what does that mean, right? Well, at the time, I thought, oh, maybe I'll sell my own personal note cards, or I'll make these like printable notepads, or I'll make greeting cards with them or thank you cards, or maybe I'll have an extra side hustle with my art, and that'll be like really cool because that's the creative passion part that I have. And honestly, the art really fuels my soul, right? So I was like, well, I guess it's kind of what ifs right now. Right? Like, what if I hadn't judged my work? I don't really know what would have happened, but I can only assume that I would be further along and maybe a little bit better at it than I am today. So, how does this apply to you, and how can you think about this in your life? So, if you're here, if this is Leadership Unveiled, let me give you a twist on it when it comes to your career, your work life, your home life balance, all of that. If you take your work for what it is and believe that you put in the best effort that you have at the time, the only thing that can come from sharing your work in the moment without judgment is faster learning, right? And Google executives and Apple executives, and everybody always talks about like failing fast, right? And the idea is that the more attempts you make to try something different, and it's better for the organization because you fail quickly. You don't invest a lot of time in an idea that's actually not going to work. But how do you know if it's going to work if you never share it or pitch it as an idea? And the reason we don't share is because there's risk of rejection and feeling stupid or failing. But there's actually an acronym associated with failure or fail, and it's first attempt in learning. And so if you're afraid to put yourself out there and you are holding your ideas and your creativity and keeping it inside, you actually never know if that idea is worth it or not because you haven't shared it. So for your career, if you're writing a proposal for work, or you're thinking of a brand new innovative idea that's never been done before, or you're thinking of like a different way to do something, but you never pitch it because you judge it before others get to judge it, you're really doing yourself a disservice. And you're setting yourself up to kind of be stagnant. Part of failing fast or first attempt in learning is taking small risks, right? Like, of course, if you're like, this is seriously like not ready, you're not putting it out. But if it's like, this might be something, I like it, I think it's worth socializing. So how can you do this in a safe way so you don't pitch something ridiculous and get fired, which actually, if we thought about worst case scenario, would that actually happen? And I would argue the answer is probably not, right? You probably wouldn't get fired on the first attempt in learning, right? And if you do, I'm so sorry. Maybe that's not the right workplace for you. But share your ideas with someone you trust first, right? So for my art, I would probably want to share it with somebody who has a little bit of a creative eye, who I know will tell me the truth, who can give me some thoughts for maybe how to make my idea better, and go from there. I definitely wouldn't share it with somebody who doesn't really know art, or maybe who doesn't really have a vested interest in me succeeding at art. Maybe they're like, we don't really want you to do that because that's uncomfortable for us, right? So thinking about my entrepreneurs and my small business owners out there, maybe you're pitching your idea to other people who are small business owners and entrepreneurs because they're like, I can see your vision. You're not pitching it to your mom who's like, but you went to college for that degree, right? So you really want to consider who's your safe space, who could be a mentor to help you do your first attempt in learning in a safe way so that you yourself can stop judging your work or creativity, because once you do judge, it ends there. You'll never know. You'll never be this far. You literally will be in the same spot you were in that moment. But if you stop judging, you share, you take a little risk, you could be so much further than where you are today. So I don't know if I'm going to pursue like sharing my art, because right now my passion is really like this podcast and everything. But thoughts that I've had are, how could I sprinkle in more of that creativity, that juice, that, you know, that artistic flavor into the things that I do? And that'll be my experiment with failure, which is my first attempt at learning, like, how is that received? Do I like it? Do I still take joy from it? And if I do, and if it goes well, like, great. And if it's like, no, it doesn't really fit into this, and I'm okay with keeping it kind of in its own box, then that's learning. Everything is data. Everything is data. So here you are thinking about the things that are on your heart that you haven't shared, that small business you wanted to start, that proposal you wanted to make at work, that creative thing you wanted to just like post on Instagram and see what people think. And instead of judging it and basically like cutting off your idea there, take a small risk. Find someone you trust to share it with. And or go the full way and just like put it out there into the universe. Post it on Instagram, share it on YouTube, send the email to your boss. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? And if you thought about it, it's probably not that bad, right? It's probably something like minor embarrassment or maybe even relief, like, hey, now I know, that'll come from this. Which is so much better than not knowing. So much better than not knowing. So that's a little motivational episode for you. If you enjoyed today's episode, I hope you will subscribe wherever you're listening, whether it's the podcast apps or the YouTube channel, or give it a thumbs up, a like, and I appreciate if you leave a comment or send me your comments to Kayla@kfaconsulting.org. Or you can send questions to be answered on the next podcast episode, whether it's about leadership, life, career, work-life balance, parenting, any of that. I'm here to answer your questions, and I cannot wait to see what they are. All right, everyone, take care, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye!